This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
And let's leave the insanity of MSNBC and now go to the insanity of Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the campaign trail together. I saw a story today. AOC and Bernie star in their own buddy movie. Yes, their buddy movie. They're traveling the country right now. They're always on the trail together. They're making all kinds of stops. And the young Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the young socialist, bringing a little bit of hipness to old Uncle Bernie. So there you go. The question, of course, now is with all this hard work that she's doing to help Bernie Sanders, what is she going to get out of it? I mean, everybody in politics is always about what can I get out of it, right? Well, she's too young to be vice president. She's only 29 or 30. So she can't be vice president because of the Constitution, that pesky little Constitution. But she could join his cabinet, perhaps. Take a listen.
Is this yesterday's 13th?
Yes, sir.
To you about the energy in the room. If the congresswoman was 5 years older, would she be your running mate?
Look, I've said this before.
She's almost too old, if you know what I mean.
Whatever he's got to start with, look. Right? I'm just saying, she's right at that age, Dawn, where she might be a little too old for him.
Well, definitely.
You know?
Look, 30 is my cutoff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You mean to be my vice president. I'm sorry. I thought I was distracted again. Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
Look, I've said this before, and let me say it again. And I don't want you to hear this, because your head will explode here. I don't know of any person, I've been in Congress for a few years, who in the course of less than 1 year, she's been in office less than 1 year, who has had more of an impact on American...
This is my low, sultry voice. This is my seductive voice.
Sexy Bernie.
Sexy Bernie. I can't always be yelling on the microphone. What I try to do here is be calm and sophisticated. You'll notice I'm wearing a robe.
No.
And
no. And now I'm just picturing him in that robe that Will Ferrell wore in Wedding Crashers, right? Just sitting there, you know, with her.
This is listen to my tone. Somebody put on a little Julio Iglesias music, if you would, for me.
Of any person, I've been in Congress for a few years, who in the course of less than 1 year, she's been in office less than 1 year, who has had more of an impact on American politics as a freshman member of Congress than she has. It's not only that she has focused on the real issues.
Inside voice, calm down,
people,
don't get excited.
Climate change,
deep breath,
the usury
deep
rates
breath
that Wall Street are charging. Working
there we got
in
it.
This
we got
country
it back now. There
but
we
she
go.
She has been an inspiration. She has been an
How about a little Barry White?
All across this country and the young people.
Can I get a little Barry White? Sir, calm down.
That the future of this country depends upon young people becoming increasingly involved in the political process. And there's nobody I know who can do a better job in inspiring those young people than Alexandria.
All right, but in, you know, world.
When I don't yell, I don't mispronounce a name. That's one of the things that Sexy Bernie does not do is mispronounce her name. Okay, the last time at a rally, I started to yell and called her Andrea. But when I do my low Barry White thing here, I never mess it up.
Sexy Bernie is my favorite character.
Hey, baby.
That's right. I mean... It's odd though how he's talking like this. I mean, he's the most animated, yelly, like, right?
Because I think they're listening to the Zioli show, right? Fastest growing morning show in America of its kind. And they're going, you know, you're yelling, you're angry. We need you to tone it down. I think that's what it is.
I think you might be right.
I'm serious,
might be right.
Actually.
I'm just going to start it just over again. Just
sure.
In the very beginning.
To you about the energy in the room. If the congresswoman was 5 years older, would she be your running mate?
Look, I've said this before. Let me say it again.
See, he starts out like old Bernie, right? Yes. He's like, look, I said this before, and I'm going to say it again. And then it'll say inside voice, do you want a chance with this broad or not? Because if you do, go Barry White right now. Okay, I'm going to channel him now. To all the girls I've loved before. No, that's Julio Iglesias. To all the girls I've loved. Right now, here we go. Sexy Bernie, bring it, baby.
Look, I've said this before, and let me say it again. And I don't want you to hear this, because your head will explode. I don't know of any person, I've been in Congress for a few years, who in the course of less than 1 year,
this needs background music. This needs a little bit of some sort of Barry White or a little bit of something, don't you think, Dawn? And a little
Barry White is good.
Flirty Bernie.
Sexy Bernie. It's catching on already. It's already exploding over Twitter.
I don't know anyone, and I mean this, who has been in Congress for so long, who has made such an impression on me. All of me, all parts of me, and I want to say I love traveling with her around the country. I hope to save campaign expenses, we'll share a room. Strictly professional. But those $69 a night Motel 6 adds up. It adds up. And Andrea over Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, we shot. It's a baby. Yeah.
What's this? What I said to her last night, I said, baby, it's cold outside. Why don't you stay with Bernie?
Let's try and do this on the fly.
Here we go, on the fly.
I don't know of any person who, in the course of less than 1 year, she's been in office less than 1 year, who has had more of an impact on American politics as a freshman than it's not only that she has focused on the real issues impacting the American people, climate change, the usury rates that Wall Street are charging working people in this country, but she has been an inspiration. She's been an inspiration.
Baby, my darling, can't get enough of your love, darling.
The future of this country depends upon young people.
I need more young people, not less. And you're getting a little old in the tooth at 30, but we're still going to make it work. Speaking of teeth, can we tone those babies down a little bit?
But then, you know, world.
I get into too much trouble for that. That's what I always tell people.
What about a cabinet position?
How about you get in some trouble tonight? What do you say? Show me this dark side of you.
Go ahead now.
I always tell people. What about a cabinet position? Should you be elected?
She will. She is... Again, at the end of 1 year, she is a leader in the United States Congress. And her ideas are resonating all over this country.
Listen, here's the deal. My wife's not going to let this broad anywhere near the White House. Okay? That's the truth. And I won't either because she's dumb as a freaking rock. So let's not answer the question. Let's try to dodge this as much as possible. All right? So let me go back to my... She's a leader, and she's not hard on the eyes, except for the teeth.
Yeah, the teeth are a little much.
Could it maybe have Dr. Venaria shave those puppies down? Just a little saw, a little sandpaper.
Excellent work.
Excellent work. This is why we should have a debate watch party next week, but we don't have a location, so we want to do this on, it's the 20th is the debate watch party, and I think that we could find a location, like, for example, the guys who own the bowling alley in Mount Laurel, the lanes there right on Route 73, which I bowled at a bunch of times. Great place. They offered their place, but it's not big enough for this. Well, but we should do like a listener appreciation night, like a Zioli Army bowling night. I think it would be amazing.
That would be great.
Right?
So you're throwing it out there that maybe somebody in the listening area has a place that they would like to host us at.
Wouldn't that be great if we could do that?
Debate,
that would be
yes.
Really cool, I think, if we can just kind of get a place. If you know of a place, that would be great. That where we could, yeah, Laurel Lane's Bowling Entertainment Center would be awesome for another kind of a thing. But for this, we need a big room where everybody like can hold at least 150, 200 people, TV, alcohol, and we're going to watch the debate together and have fun. Now, our friends at the FOP Lodge 5 have been amazing, gracious hosts, but we want to try to find a different area because, you know, this show is massive and it reaches so far that, you know, I get, like, come to Jersey. Well, we'd be happy to. Give us a place. Give me an idea where we can go.
So this is almost like a Zioli Show appreciation. Like, let us come to your area.
Yeah, let us come to you. Okay. And there are people, and I mean, like the audience loves to drink and eat, and we have fun. And you don't even have to give us anything. Just give us a good deal on, you know, like do a drink special or, you know, a food special or something if you want to. What?
By the way, the sales department is probably right now. They're driving off the school expressway. Like, what are they doing?
Freaking sell it already.
I know.
Let me talk to the sales department for a second here. We're going to do something special on the debate. I'm going to bring up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and say, who said I'm old and out of touch when I got this little hottie on my side? My little, I call her my arm candy.
No, it's...
What is it, that term, a trophy wife?
Yeah,
this is my trophy candidate, my trophy socialist.
This is terrible. It's so bad. He's such a creep, honestly. He really is. He's such a freaking creep. 855-839-1210.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.